Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hi, and welcome back after 4 years to, I shouldn't say this, but my name is Katie Leeson and we are in the beautiful Molly's in Manchester. And I would like to say a massive thank you to our sponsor, We Are The Allies, who's made this whole thing possible. It's been a while, but I'm going to go right back to the beginning today. For those people who don't know me and don't know my journey, I'm going to take it right back. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why we've brought I Shouldn't Say This But back. I've worked within marketing for the last 20 years. I came out of uni and went straight into a grad scheme. And I absolutely loved my job. I never had the Sunday scaries. I used to love getting up every day and going to work. And I was a press buyer. So I bought press, radio and outdoor advertising for clients. I did that for a few years and then moved to a bigger agency called Mediacom. And in Mediacom, I did the same job for a little bit, but I realized that I'd kind of taken that role as far as I could and I'd got what I call my comfy slippers on. I could do that job with my eyes shut. And there was an opportunity for clients to take on something new within Glamour magazine. They'd launched something new within their magazine. And I took it upon myself to reach out to new business potentials for Mediacom. And we won the misguided account off the back of me doing that reach out. At that point then, I was invited in by the commercial director at Mediacom to go and move into the new business and marketing team. And I thought, I can do the press job. I can do it with my eyes shut. I felt very comfortable doing it. I needed to learn something different. So I moved into the new business and marketing team and I spent a good couple of years leading that function, running pitches, understanding where deadlines were, what clients wanted from us. Also on the side of that, how we made money, how the commercials were done, how the contracts were created. So I started to learn a little bit more about the operation side of the business. But I always knew that I didn't have digital in my skill set. Coming from a very traditional press background, digital wasn't part of my world. And I knew that if I was going to future-proof myself, I needed to learn about digital and social. Very randomly, as these things always are, Stephen Bartlett started following me on Twitter one day. And I started to look at what a very small company called Social Chain were doing. They were a group of young, really creative kids who were disrupting the world of social. They were doing things that no one else was doing. I also always thought that I would have to go to London at some point if I wanted to progress my career. But to my absolute delight, Social Chain were based in Manchester. I started having conversations with Steve about what it was the company was doing, what they were looking for in their next hires. And after a few rounds of interview process, I got the job as operations director for Social Chain. Now, walking into Social Chain from the very beginning, there were, I'd say, 30 people when I started. And what I very quickly managed to do was figure out, using everything I'd learned in my previous roles, was a structure for how the agency should be run, how we should make money, how we should do contracts, all the things that I'd previously managed to learn at Mediacom, I was managing to translate into the ops director role. Around the same time, Steve had had his daily vlogs, so there was a constant camera in the office, and I always said, I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn about digital. I'm here to learn about Social Chain. I don't want to be on the camera. Don't put me on camera. I'll just happily get on in the background. So my intention was always to go in and learn. But 6 months in, it was around the time that we were opening the New York office and Steve wanted to be based out of New York and needed someone to run the UK operation. I was asked to interview and I did. And this is probably a topic for another time because I went into that interview. I was so nervous and my imposter syndrome was so high that I actually did the interview and left and then went round to the Costa Coffee around the corner and started crying because I thought I'd messed it up so much. That was how much I, one, cared about doing a really good job, but two, the self-doubt that I had that I was never going to get that role in a million years. Thankfully, they saw something in me and I was given the role of managing director of Social Chain. The next 6 years there were one of the best journeys I think I will ever go on in my whole entire life. We were speaking to the likes of Coca-Cola, Apple, Spotify. We were running around London, going to the biggest brands in the world and doing campaigns for the biggest brands in the world. We were changing everything. We were creating a culture that just enabled people to thrive. And within that 6 years of me being managing director, we went from 30 people to 130 people and our revenue in the UK grew 650%. So it was an incredible, incredible journey. That's where, I shouldn't say this, but first came to fruition. So remember me saying that I always said I didn't want to be on the camera with the daily vlog and I wanted to be in the background. When I was made managing director, Steve very cleverly made one of my KPIs to build a personal brand. And I had to figure out how to build a personal brand that felt authentic to me and also how I felt comfortable, because believe it or not, this isn't the most comfortable thing for me to be doing. So I needed to figure out my way of building a personal brand that wasn't following everyone else. And I started by writing LinkedIn articles. I'm not very good at writing. So that kind of became, as you were meant to be consistent, it became more of a chore because I couldn't keep the consistency up. And that's where the idea of the podcast came in 2018. How do we create something that enables me to talk about topics going on in the world whilst also getting guests on to help Social Chain's growth? So we had all sorts of guests on. We had Pippa Nutt, we had Lucky Saint, we had, gosh, we had like Purple Bricks. We had so many different people. Gary Neville came on. It was just a really good chance to chat to people and look at how else we could do it, use that and use my personal brand as a business development tool. All of these things together, Steve building his personal brand, me building my personal brand, the team building theirs, meant that we never had to do any outbound for new business. The clients all came to us because of what we were doing and how we were talking in the space. So that's how I shouldn't say this book was born. The name actually came to me when I went to the toilet. We were trying to think of what my podcast should be, and it was always around authenticity and honesty around leadership. And I'd started talking more about imposter syndrome at that point. And we were thinking, what could we call it? Where could we go with it? And I went to the toilet and the name popped in my head while I was there. I shouldn't say this, but, and I was like, that's it. That's perfect. And the rest is kind of history. I did that for 4 years, had the best time, but I got quite burnt out. I was close to burnout, I'd say, at the end of my Social Chain time. The growth was amazing. It wasn't the workload. It wasn't the pace. It wasn't the speed. It was me not knowing myself and me not knowing my values. Every guest that came on, I shouldn't say this, but talked about the importance of knowing their values. And on reflection, I realized that I didn't. And what I was doing was living a life people-pleasing for everybody else. And that drained me so much that I just needed a break. I needed a break. I needed a complete different change of the work that I was doing. That then led me to go and work for Gary Neville, which I got back into doing the creative work again, instead of doing the HR and the people and the growth and the crisis management that took up so much of my time at the end of Social Chain. I was back into doing the creative work and it felt like the right natural time to pause, I shouldn't say this, but, and give myself a little bit of a break from it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I've always had it in the back of my mind, though, that the feedback and the comments and the community that we'd built at the time was so strong that it'd be such a waste not to bring it back and not to have it. So it's always played on my mind that this podcast has got a really strong place for leaders and founders to help them scale. And with all the learnings that I've had, help them scale without losing themselves or their people. I've been on a very big personal journey in the last 4 years since finishing the podcast, to knowing my own values, to knowing who I am, to knowing the kind of work I want to do and the kind of work I don't want to do. That has also transpired in the offerings that I'm now putting out into the world. So consultancy-wise, with the likes of Nadeem Marabi, doing fractional marketing director for them for 8 months, going into Lux Collective and doing a similar thing for them, working with Glower, all these companies are on a massive growth journey. And what I've realised is I get real energy out of those growth stories and that pace. So I've managed to manoeuvre myself into those spots. And then also working with, as a coach, whereby I can help leaders and founders to prioritize working on the business, not in the business. Because one of my biggest realizations, and it probably happened to me while I was at Social Chain, is I was very reactive, not proactive. And you're not going to continue to grow if you're not being proactive and thinking strategically and creating the time and the space to be able to do that. So my coaching has very much been around, how can I help these founders and leaders to create the space in order to help their businesses grow? And then brought back my speaking. I signed with a speaker agency in September last year. And Champions have been brilliant at helping me get myself back out on stage, because I have had a break. And I have managed to go all over the country and then internationally speaking for some brilliant companies around imposter syndrome, around Gen Z management, around intergenerational workplaces, around growth stories. So all of the things kind of came back together, that my place in the world has been around growth, helping leaders, using the knowledge and the experience that I've had in the last 15 years to help other people grow. And it only felt right that, I shouldn't say this, but should come back and help us have these conversations in more of a long form. We have been working tirelessly behind the scenes. I cannot tell you how much I've wanted to share. I keep going to post and then I'll keep stopping myself because I'm so excited about what we've been creating in the background. We've got the first 3 months planned of the podcast. We know exactly what we're doing with it. The guests that we've got lined up, we're just going to have amazing conversations around things that I know leaders are really struggling with. So we're going to focus on topics like AI, HR, finance, leadership challenges, all the things that I know are going on in the world right now. And also in terms of people and brands, I'm going to be speaking to some of the biggest brands in the world, and I'm going to be getting under the skin of what actually goes on in the operational side of those businesses. I ran the operational side and I was number two to a very famous founder for a long time, but I knew the ins and outs of what was going on at Social Chain on a day-to-day basis. I want to have those conversations with the biggest brands in the world. What happens in there? How do things happen when you've got a really forefront founder, as we have now in the world? A lot of founder-led businesses now are creating personal brands. What actually translates internally to how they make those brands a success? And that's why this is very exciting for me. I get to have those conversations and I get to learn, which fuels one of my values, which is learning. We are so excited for you to come on this journey with us. With everything that we've been planning behind the scenes, I just know that this is going to be so valuable and it's going to help so many people. With the authenticity that you know me for, the things that I will say that no one else will admit, I am here to do it and I'm back and I'm so, so, so excited for you to come on this journey with us. So buckle up, sit back, relax and enjoy. We're back with I Shouldn't Say This, but